This is the B2 exercise. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. You'll hear the recording twice. You have a box to write your answers below the exercise. Ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Look at the exercise. Listen to Dean and Janine talking about their hobbies. Complete the following sentences using no more than 4 words. You have 30 seconds to read the instructions. Now you will hear the recording. Dean.
So Dean, tell me about your hobbies.
Well, Doris, I like to paint watercolors.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, I find it very relaxing, and also I used to like oil painting a lot, but I actually got interested in watercolor painting because of a cartoon strip in the 1980s, Calvin and Hobbes.
I remember that cartoon strip.
It was funny.
It was funny, yeah.
Yeah, and what was interesting about it is the artist who did that, you know, worked in pen and ink for the daily strips, but on Sundays he would paint these really elaborate watercolor paintings, and it was really lovely, and it kind of sparked my interest in that kind of painting.
So is there a big difference between working in oil and working in water?
Yeah, I mean, with oil, basically, if you make a mistake or you change your mind or something, you can paint over it.
Mm-hmm.
But with watercolor painting, because it's very transparent, you can paint over it, but you can see everything underneath. So if you've changed your mind or if you've made a mistake, which you do when you're learning how to do it, you basically have to start again.
Okay. And have you ever had an exhibition? Have you ever...
No. I just do it just because I enjoy it, and it's something that's fun for me, but I don't think anybody wants to see my paintings.
So what do you do with your paintings? Are they hanging in your house?
I usually give them to family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any... It's still in my possession. I usually give them away.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Well, you know, they're not very good to look at, so I don't have to look at them.
I don't believe that. I'm sure they're beautiful.
Well, I don't know about that.
Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm fine, Dean. Thanks. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
What do you like to do in your free time? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I suppose every week I try to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do 30 lengths just
wow.
to kind of keep fit. I'm actually not a very good swimmer, but I just really like the sensation to, not think about anything and just relax, really. It really helps me relax. So I really like swimming, and my son really likes swimming too. So we kind of mm-hmm. do it at the same time in parallel to each other. And the other thing I really love to do, which I don't even know is a hobby or not,
mm-hmm.
but I really like to read newspaper articles.
Right.
And I love to read the commentaries that people make after the article.
Oh,
although,
right.
although not all newspaper articles let you do that,
mm-hmm.
Where they do, I love to read all the comments, what people think, how they put their argument together. Because I like the sensation that you're getting lots and lots of different perspectives
right.
without actually having the pressure to contribute yourself. So it's a little bit like being a fly on the wall, if you like.
Right.
So I really enjoy doing that. And I suppose my third hobby, I'd say, is going to cultural and gastronomic events.
Okay.
Such as art exhibitions, museums, workshops, and food fairs.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, for example, I went to one that was an art exhibition, and it was about prison artists.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was really really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because really the idea was that they were using their art as a means to escape.
Right.
Everyday physical constraints. So, you know, that was great.
Okay.
And I think there's a food fair coming up in my local area this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to going to.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You're invited. See you there.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now you will hear the recording again. Dean.
So, Dean, tell me about your hobbies.
Well, Doris, I like to paint watercolors.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, I find it very relaxing, and also I used to like oil painting a lot, but I actually got interested in watercolor painting because of a cartoon strip in the 1980s, Calvin and Hobbes.
I remember that cartoon strip. It was funny. It was funny, yeah.
Yeah, and what was interesting about it is the artist who did that, you know, worked in pen and ink for the daily strips, but on Sundays he would paint these really elaborate watercolor paintings, and it was really lovely, and it kind of sparked my interest in that kind of painting.
So is there a big difference between working in oil and working in water?
Yeah, I mean, with oil, basically, if you make a mistake or you change your mind or something, you can paint over it.
Mm-hmm.
But with watercolor painting, because it's very transparent, you can paint over it, but you can see everything underneath. So if you've changed your mind or if you've made a mistake, which you do when you're learning how to do it, you basically have to start again.
Okay. And have you ever had an exhibition? Have you ever...
No. I just do it just because I enjoy it, and it's something that's fun for me, but I don't think anybody wants to see my paintings.
So what do you do with your paintings? Are they hanging in your house?
I usually give them to family or friends. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have any... It's still in my possession. I usually give them away.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Well, you know, they're not very good to look at, so I don't have to look at them.
I don't believe that. I'm sure they're beautiful.
Well, I don't know about that.
Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm fine, Dean. Thanks. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
What do you like to do in your free time? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I suppose every week I try to go swimming. Mm-hmm. I try to do 30 lengths just to kind of keep fit. I'm actually not a very good swimmer, but I just really like the sensation to, not think about anything and just relax, really. It really helps me relax. So I really like swimming, and my son really likes swimming too. So we kind of do it at the same time in parallel to each other. And the other thing I really love to do, which I don't even know is a hobby or not, but I really like to read newspaper articles.
Right.
And I love to read the commentaries that people make after the article. Although not all newspaper articles let you do that, where they do, I love to read all the comments, what people think, how they put their argument together. Because I like the sensation that you're getting lots and lots of different perspectives without actually having the pressure to contribute yourself. So it's a little bit like being a fly on the wall, if you like. Right. So I really enjoy doing that. And I suppose my third hobby, I'd say, is going to cultural and gastronomic events.
Okay.
Such as art exhibitions, museums, workshops, and food fairs. Mm-hmm. So recently, for example, I went to one that was an art exhibition, and it was about prison artists.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, the idea was that they were using their art as a means to escape.
Right.
Everyday physical constraints. So, you know, that was great.
Okay.
And I think there's a food fair coming up in my local area this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to going to.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You're invited. See you there.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the end of the exercise.